It is the fourth Sunday of Advent, so we are going to light our fourth candle. Let's see. 3 weeks ago, we remembered the prophets. We remembered Bethlehem. We remembered the shepherds and the angels. And this week, we're going to remember and honor Mary and Joseph, two very ordinary people who were given an extraordinary responsibility. So we're going to do the thing where we're going to read a little scripture together. I'm going to start, and then you're going to answer with Erica, okay? So this is from Matthew chapter 1. It says this. Now the birth of Christ Jesus took place this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit.
And her husband Joseph, being a just man.
Let's grab the next slide. Go for it now. Try again. Go ahead.
And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly.
But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
So the past few weeks, I've been just kind of sharing a couple thoughts, you know, trying to kind of stir your imagination. And this year, rather than me talking, not here, this week, we thought we would just sing a song for you. This is my favorite song about Mary and Joseph that I've ever heard. So we're just going to sing for you, and then we'll continue in our worship. But this is called Labor of Love.
Of David's town in the middle of the night.
Lord Jesus, as we close in on the end of our Christmas celebration, just 1 week away, we just pause for a moment and thank you for Mary and Joseph and the role that they played in bringing you here. Lord, we just thank you for choosing two people who wanted to serve you and wanted to love you. And Lord, thank you for choosing a man and a woman who were not uncommon in their stature. They were not wealthy people. They were not people of power and position. They felt vulnerable and exposed when you started to move in their lives. And you said, don't be afraid. Don't worry about what people are saying. Don't worry about that. Because I am doing something new, and I'm going to use ordinary people to do it. I'm going to send my son. I'm going to change everything. So God, we just rest in that. We rest now in the reality that you are with us, that you were born in the most humble way possible to people just like us. People with concerns, people with fears, people who are worried about what's going to happen next. And Lord, if it's okay, we just want to put ourselves in their shoes for a minute and hear you say, fear not. I'm with you. I've got this. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Our Emmanuel, our God with us. His children gather week in and week out, day in and day out, and honor you. It's in Jesus' name we pray.